I'm a slave in Egypt. That's what we wore in Egypt as a slave. So, and my name is Joseph. I was a prisoner in the king's prison in Egypt because my master's wife, Potiphar, robbed me for trying to rape her, and I was put into prison. I felt really discouraged, and I was stuck in prison. I didn't know when I would be released from prison. I was very discouraged. I was very depressed. I wonder, in your life, do you sometimes feel depressed? Do you sometimes feel discouraged because of the situation that you are in? Let's start from the middle school and high schoolers. Do you sometimes feel bored, stressed by the demands of your teachers or your parents? That you feel time goes by so slowly. I hope time can go by faster and faster. Maybe I can go to college as soon as I can, then I'll be free from this kind of boredom and stress. And sometimes do you feel like you're stuck either at school or at home because you don't have a car, you cannot drive. You're stuck. Sometimes you feel, I really want to go to some places, but your parents are not available to drive you there, so you feel stuck, depressed in the home, especially in summer. If you don't have a summer camp, you're always just in your own home. Do you sometimes wonder how you got yourself into this type of situation that's so discouraging? How about college students? Do you sometimes feel stuck, that you're stuck in a major that does not have a good career prospect in the future? It's not going to make much money for you in the future. And it's already too late. You're already 2 or 3 years into your undergraduate studies. It's too late to change. You feel very discouraged about your future. You feel, I am stuck. But what can I do about that? Sometimes you feel discouraged because you feel, I am already a grown up, but why my parents still treat me like as I'm a kid? I want to make my own decisions and will get into all kinds of arguments when I try to reason with them, to tell them that my idea is better, but the parents won't let you follow your way because they still consider you a kid. That's why you argue with your parents all the time. And that can be very discouraging to you. It might affect you, your heart, to come to worship God in the church if you just argued with your parents before you came here. Do you sometimes wonder how I got myself into this discouraging situation? Now at work, do you sometimes feel stuck at work? You graduated from college, you think that it's a good job, and then you find out that it's not such a good job after all. It does not have a good future. You compare with your friends, they are making more money than you do. And yet, there doesn't seem to be any chance of promotion in the future. And your boss and your coworkers are very mean. Yeah, with mean people all the time. And that can be very discouraging. Meanwhile, you're getting older and older. While you're working, single, you see your friends getting married one by one, one by one. And you look at yourself, I don't even have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You feel, I'm really stuck. You feel discouraged. Will God provide me a wife or a husband in the future? Do you sometimes wonder, as someone who is single, working, how you got yourself into that type of discouraging situation? What is God's plan for me in this? In a family, do you sometimes feel, although you're already married, you have gotten into a second stage, a different stage, you are no longer single, you no longer pray to have a husband or wife, but you feel discouraged often because after you have gotten married, you find out that you have married to someone who is totally different now than when he or she was dating you. No more romance. All that is left is work, work, work in the house. And that sometimes is very boring. And you feel like stuck. I thought marriage life was supposed to be exciting, romantic, like I was dating. But it is not. You feel discouraged. Maybe you have kids. It can be worse. Because you try to work so hard to provide for your kids, and yet they never appreciate you. They will only complain about what they do not have. And that can be very discouraging. I'm Joseph. I understand the frustrations that you're going through, the discouragements that you're going through, because I went through that myself. I was a slave, servant to prisoners in the prison. What can be worse than that? Have you watched any movie about being in a prison? What that is like? It's scary to be in a prison. And it's harder to serve prisoners in the prison. And I was prisoner's slave in the prison. What can be worse than that? I was really discouraged. I was really depressed. But you know what? I got out of discouragement. That's why I want to share with you today how God helped me to get out of discouragement when I was a slave to prisoners in prison. And I believe if you take that to heart, it will also help you to get out of discouragement in whatever discouraging situation that you are in, or that you will be in the future. I can guarantee you that if you live long enough, you'll face many discouraging situations in your life. That is the reality of life. Someone said that having problem in life is not a problem. But having a problem in life and not trying to solve it, that is the problem. We have a problem, we'll see how God can help us to solve it. So as a result today, I'm going to share with you my experiences and the lessons that I learned to help me to cope with, to overcome my own discouragement when I was serving as a slave, servant to prisoners in prison. There will be five things that you'll learn, summarized by CPR, HP. What is CPR for? Do you know CPR? First aid, people learn CPR, to rescue people who are dying. I think when you are really discouraged spiritually and emotionally, you are dying. You need spiritual CPR. And also HP. HP stands for, if you have a HP printer, you can print out the photos that capture some nice memories, and that can be encouraging when you look back at some good memories. You need spiritual CPR, HP. And we'll see what those five letters represent. First of all, I would like to share with you what caused my discouragement. I lost a privilege. If you were here last Sunday, you should know that although I was wronged by Potiphar's wife, that I tried to rape her, but I did not. I was put in prison, but that could be worse, because I should have deserved death penalty as a slave trying to offend the master's wife that way. But Potiphar, my wife, Master knew that I was a man of godly character, so that's why he gave me a chance to live. He did not kill me. That's why I was put in a prison, and actually it was a pretty nice prison, because it was a prison for the king's prisoners. They were treated pretty well. If you know what the king's prison would be like, it's not like any a prison with those murderers. Okay, it's a better prison. And I was made a manager of the prison, taking care of everything in prison, because the prison warden saw in me godly character and wisdom that God gave me, because I trusted God and God was with me. So God blessed everything that I did. I was successful in everything I did because God was present with me. It was pretty good. I hope that although I was stuck in prison, that even if I went on like that, it was not too bad, right? But then the situation got worse. If you have your Bible, that is recorded in Genesis chapter 40. Open your Bible to Genesis chapter 40. It will also be on the slides. Verse 1. Sometime later, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their master, the king of Egypt. Pharaoh was angry with his two officials, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, in the same prison where I was confined, where I was imprisoned. And the captain of the guard assigned them to me, and I served them. I was taking care of everything. I was next in power to the prison captain. And then now, suddenly, I was demoted to being a servant, slave, in prison, to prisoners who offended the king. Do you see why I was discouraged? Have you ever experienced a demotion before? You're a manager, and suddenly, you're no longer a manager. You're working for FBI, suddenly, now you have to go just be a detective on your own practice. I was back to being a slave again. And this time it's worse. Because being a slave to Potiphar, my wealthy master, was better. He had a very beautiful house. But now, in prison, if you saw the picture earlier, the prison didn't look very well in comparison to the beautiful house that Potiphar, my previous master, had. I felt discouraged at first. I felt that God has deserted me. I thought God was with me, right? But now, why? Why did this happen to me, God? I was trusting you. You were with me. I was successful in everything. But now, God, why do you demote me to becoming a slave to prisoners in prison? I felt stuck because I did not know how long this kind of night would last. Just like you don't know how long the night that you feel you're stuck in, or the night that you feel discouraged about, when that is going to end. What if it lasts forever, for the rest of my life? That would be really horrible. But then God helped me. God helped me to overcome discouragement. I would like to share with you key number one to overcoming discouragement. Key number one. CPR. C. C stands for compassion for others in need. Compassion for others. By trusting God, get rid of your self-pity that I'm so miserable. Oh, I'm the most unfortunate person in the whole world. Oh God, why do you do this to me? Instead of focusing on my own misery, I started to be compassionate to other people who were more miserable than I was. And that was really helpful. Verse 4. After they had been in custody for some time, each of the two men, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were being held in prison, had a dream. The same night, they had a dream, and each dream had a meaning of its own. And when I came to them the next morning, I saw that they were dejected or they were very unhappy. So I asked Pharaoh's officials who were in custody with me in my master's house, "Why are your faces so sad? Have you ever seen anyone in your life? Just looking at their face, it writes on their face, 'I'm not happy. I am broken. I need help.'" I noticed that they were really unhappy because of the dreams that they had. When I was feeling really stuck, miserable and discouraged, do you know what I did to help me? I prayed. I prayed to ask God to help me. And God spoke to me in my heart, reminding me that in my past, God often worked in mysterious ways that I did not understand, and that had brought me through successes and blessings in my life. And that God will continue to work in a way I often do not understand. That's why I ask questions. But that when I think about who God is, He created us, and He loves us, He provides for everything that we need, my spirit was restored. I feel much better because I realized that I already have the best in the whole world. While I was thinking, how can I get out of the prison? Oh, I already have God with me. No matter where I am, if I have God with me, I already have the best. I realized that. No matter where I am, who I am with, and what I am doing, as long as God is with me, I am the most blessed person in the whole world. You know what? The most miserable people in the world are not those people who are in prison, like me. It is those people who do not have God in their life. And their sins are controlling them. And they are helpless by themselves. And God let me see those people in my life who did not have God in their lives. Are you a blessed person? Or are you a miserable person? Do you have God's presence in your life? Or do you not have God's presence, as a result you feel miserable? Realizing how blessed I was, I started to observe other people around me. Instead of always being self-centered, now, after I've been God-centered, I also have become other-centered. I look at other people around me, and I found broken people in my life who were more miserable than I was. And I felt sorry for them. I felt compassion for these people. That's why I asked, why the chief cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, they were so sad? And ask this question again. Are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling miserable and discouraged by something that's happening in your life? That you feel you're unhappy about it? You hope this thing can be changed. Maybe I'll be a happier person. Is there something like that in your life? If you're discouraged because of that thing, that one thing that's not happening in your life, think about Jesus. Think about Jesus Christ. What was Jesus called? He was called Emmanuel. Emmanuel, according to Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, means God with us. God with us. He came among the poorest as the poorest man. And He came among the suffering people as the suffering man. He experienced the greatest sufferings of all, to the point of dying on the cross. Not because of anything that He did wrong, but because of all the things that we did wrong, or are doing wrong, and will do wrong. He died as the Son of God on the cross for our sins in our place, so that we don't have to die if we are willing to believe, to trust in Him. That's our only way to be forgiven of our sin punishment in hell. When I think about Jesus, I feel much better. Because Jesus went through the same discouragements, situations that I am in. Although Jesus was with people about 2,000 years ago, then God was with them. Can God be with me now? Yes, because whoever believes in Jesus Christ, not only those who met Him 2,000 years ago, but also those people now. We have not met Jesus. Have you met Jesus recently? No, He's resurrected. He's in heaven now. He'll come back. But physically, we will not be able to meet Jesus now. Then how can we experience God's presence with us? Believers, God will give the promised Holy Spirit to believers in their heart. Holy Spirit gives you power to overcome your discouragement, gives you power to overcome the bad nature inside of you that causes you to make all kinds of mistakes. God is with us, believers of Jesus Christ, because of the Holy Spirit, even now. So, when you think about Jesus, what he did for you, and that promised Holy Spirit being with you, then you will see that you are actually very blessed. No matter what situation you are in, if God is with you, then is there any problem that's bigger than God? No. Does God have the strength to help you to overcome the problem that you're facing? Yes. So cheer up. Cheer up if you're feeling discouraged, because you have God with you. Focus on Jesus Christ. And ask God to get rid of your self-pity, feeling that I'm the most miserable person in the whole world. Instead, shift your focus to Jesus and God's power through the Holy Spirit to help you to overcome the problem that you're facing. Not only yourself, but also shift your focus to other people who are suffering more than you do, and they do not have God in their life. Then, the feelings of discouragement will change into joy. That's what I experienced. So that's number one, CPRC. What does C stand for? Compassion for people. Even when we are feeling discouraged, have compassion for those people who are suffering more than we do, who do not have God's presence. Number two, CPR. P stands for power to use God's gifts for you to help others, besides having compassion. God has given you gifts. If you use God's power to help others, not only would you have that compassion, but you will see God's power visibly being exercised through you. And that is a very joyful experience. Verse 8, then they answered, we both had dreams, but there is no one to interpret them. That's why we're so upset, and these dreams are really bothering us. I don't know whether that symbolized something good or bad. Have you ever had a nightmare before, and you remember the nightmare, and you're so bothered by it? That's what was happening to these two people, the chief cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt. Then I said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams. Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams. So verse 9, chapter 40 of Genesis. So the chief cupbearer told Joseph his dream, told me his dream. He said to me, in my dream, I saw a vine in front of me, and on the vine were three branches. As soon as it budded, it blossomed, and its clusters ripened into grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. I took the grapes, I squeezed the grapes into the Pharaoh's cup, and put the cup in Pharaoh's hand. What is that supposed to mean? Because I trusted God, I was able to turn my self-pity into compassion for other people more in need who did not have God's presence, and I was ready to help them. But God also helped me to find out that I had a very special gift that was to interpret dreams that God gave other people and interpret what that means for that person. And I used God's power. I relied on God to interpret dreams. That's why I said, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams. It does not belong to me. It belongs to God. I rely on God to exercise my gift to help the chief cupbearer to remove his frustration. Do you know what gift you have? Do you have a gift? Do you have a gift? Do you know what gift you have that are from God for you to use to help other people besides just benefiting yourself? You have to find it out. And they use God's power to actually help other people, even if you feel you're stuck, you're discouraged. If you try to help other people, that's why the Bible says that those who are able to give are more blessed than those who receive. And you experience great joy if you can give and help other people. It's a privilege to be able to help other people, but you have to find out what are your gifts, and then use God's power to use these gifts to help people. And then your discouragement will be changed into joy. See, what does that stand for? P.
Power.
Okay, now R. What does R stand for? R stands for requesting help from others. Besides helping others, guess what? You also need other people to help you. Request help from others. This is what I did. Genesis chapter 40 verse 12 says that this is what it means. Joseph, I said to him, the three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your position, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand just as you used to when you were his cupbearer. But when all goes well with you, would you remember me? Remember me. Show me kindness. Help me. If you are able to be released and you are with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, tell him about me, that I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews to become a slave, and then I was also wrongfully accused to have committed rape to my master's wife. I have done nothing to deserve being put in this room in the prison. Would you help me? That's what I did. So it started with me trusting God, and then I turned self-pity into compassion for others. And then I found out the gift that God gave me. And then I used God's power to use my gift to help other people while I was still in a discouraging situation. And then I also had that wisdom from God. This is someone I helped through God's power. God might use this person to help me too, to get out of this discouraging situation. I couldn't hire an attorney to help me, but God gave me wisdom to be observant, to know who in my life can help me when I am in need. But I see that in your life, especially Asian people, they're willing to help other people, but they are not willing to ask for help. We feel it's shameful to ask people for money or for help, but it is not. If you have a real need, it shows humility when you're asking people for help. If you really have a need, put down your pride. God might be using someone in your life to help you to get through your discouraging situation. A true friend in your life to help you. These true friends are like extensions of God's hands and feet to help you. So, have that wisdom. Request help from others. See? What does that stand for?
Power.
R?
Request
for help. Now we come to HP. H stands for honesty to others. Have honesty when you are helping people. Be honest. According to Genesis chapter 40, verses 16 to 22, I just summarize what happened there. After I share my favorable interpretation with the chief cupbearer, the chief baker also shared his dream to me. He also wanted to hear a favorable interpretation. He thought that I would also give him a favorable interpretation. But I already knew the interpretation through God. But I also knew that he was my boss. If I said anything that was unfavorable, he might be upset and cause me a lot of trouble. I was really struggling. My natural tendency was to say something favorable that's different from what God had revealed to me. But I thought, if I said that is not what God wants me to say, and then the truth would be revealed and I would be found a liar and God's name would be shamed. So that's why I decided to tell him the truth. Although I was quite sure he would be upset with me, but I told him the truth anyway. Indeed, the chief baker was even more upset because he found out that he would be hanged in 3 days. He did not believe it. He was really upset. But I said that that's what God revealed to me. It would happen. You would see in 3 days. And then 3 days later, he was hanged. But before that happened, seeing that he was so upset, I tried to encourage him. I tried to comfort him. I shared with him that although your physical life will be taken away, your soul is safe if you trust the true God. So I shared with him about who the true God was. And he was willing to trust the true God. So although his life was taken away, I believe he was with God. I felt really happy for the chief cupbearer because his position was restored. But I felt really sad for the chief baker because he was hanged. They were my masters. I was serving them. They were also like my companions when I was stuck in prison. They were like my friends, although they were also my masters. Now suddenly, not only was I a slave servant to prisoners, now it got worse. Even God even removed these masters from my life and I became even more lonely in prison. The situation got really worse. And I felt really, really discouraged again. What is worse is that, I'll share with you later, in your discouraging situation, sometimes you try to help people. God has given you a gift. God has given you the power to exercise your gift. Sometimes, in trying to help people, you will need to tell the truth. And the truth might upset people. Are you willing to tell the truth? Are you willing to please God, or are you willing to please people? If you have to choose one of them, who would you choose to please? People or God? What would be your choice? If you have to choose between people and God, anyone respond? Would you choose God or people? If you have to choose to please one of them. Praise God that you would choose God, because this is a wiser choice. Because you know what? Although people, when you share with them honestly something that they did not want to hear, they might cause you temporary suffering. You know what? The suffering is only temporary. But you will have God's presence with you, and God will continue to guide you out of the suffering and bring you eternal blessings even from suffering. But if you try to please people, guess what will happen? You might be temporarily out of trouble, but you will lose the peace in your heart, and you will feel guilty, and you lose the presence with God, you will lose the guidance from God for the rest of your life if you do not repent, come back to God, and ask for God's forgiveness. See, the loss is greater. So that's why it's wiser to choose God, to please God, rather than pleasing people. Either in school, or high school, middle school, or college, or at work, or in the family, you often have to struggle. You know what is God's will. And when you do God's will, you offend people. What would you do? Choose God rather than people. That is a better and wiser choice. Lastly, P. What does P stand for? Patience. We need to have patience for other people. Be patient. Okay? Patience is a very important virtue. And according to the definition of love by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, It started with patience. Genesis chapter 40, verse 23 says that the chief cupbearer, however, did not remember me. He forgot me. Do you know how many years he forgot about this? Huh? How many years?
10 years?
2 years. Okay. How can you be sure that how many years? If you read Genesis chapter 41, verse 1, the verse immediately after that, you will know. It tells us that I had to wait for 2 years for this chief cupbearer to remember the promise that he had for me. Think about how patient I needed to be to wait for 2 years for someone to fulfill a promise that he could fulfill immediately after he got out of prison. Some people in your life will not keep their promises. And they will not keep their words for you. They will say, I'll do this for you. And then they turn around and they forget about it. And you might still be waiting and waiting and waiting, and they are never going to do that. And this might cause you further discouragement in life. The chief cupbearer did not remember me and forgot about my request for help. I waited in prison for 2 years for the good news. I almost lost hope again. I was more discouraged. Guess what I did? I went back to step one again, CPRH, and continued to be patient. That's how I was able to sustain those two very discouraging years to waiting for someone to fulfill a promise for me. And God was using that person to help me, as you will see later in Genesis chapter 41. If you live long enough, you'll see that people often disappoint us. People might even betray us. People will even forget us. But God will not disappoint us. God will not betray us. And God will not forget those who have believed unto Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord and are willing to trust God. Because God is a loving God. God is the promise-keeping God. You are safest when you are in the hands of God, not in people. Before I pray for us, let's have a quick review. What does CPRHP stand for again?
Compassion, power, request for others, honesty, and patience.
Patience. Let's use these when we are feeling discouraged, when we are feeling stuck in our life, and know that it is by the power of God that we can overcome discouragement in our lives, and finally it will get us to where God wants us to be. God has an awesome dream and plan for each one of us if we are willing to put our life in God's hands, not in our own wisdom, not in our own way to figure out the problems that will often cause more problems. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I'd like to pray for everyone here who might be in some discouraging situations. I pray that through the time that we worship, through the time that we praise you for your awesomeness, for your greatness, and for your love, and that you are bigger than any problem that we are facing, that we will restore faith in you again, and we will restore joy in you again, because you love us, and you will help us in your perfect timing. But meanwhile, I pray that you will, through the Holy Spirit, let us be able to live out what we have learned through Joseph's life. Indeed, even in our discouragement, I pray that we will be able to trust you and then get rid of self-pity, but instead have compassion for other people who do not have God in their life to show God's love to them. They are more needy than us. I also pray that not only we show compassion to these people, we are also willing to use God's gifts for ourselves and by your power to help others, not just helping ourselves. And I also pray that we are willing to be humble enough to ask our friends for help while we are helping our friends or people in our lives who are needy. God, you have put us in our lives friends to help us in times of trouble. When we pray to you, you'll use them to help us. I pray that each one of us will not feel complacent, being just living their own life in their own way, being individualistic, thinking that they need nobody, and they just come to church as a ritual, and then they go back home, they are disconnected with anybody in the church. I pray that we all see a need to be in the fellowship of other believers in the church. I also pray that you would also let us have integrity, have honesty in whatever we do, whatever we say when we're trying to help others or when we are facing the difficult situation in our life, that we will not compromise honesty. That what God wants us to say, to do, we will do it, we'll say it, not to please people, but to please God. And we know God would bless those who trust Him. Even in persecutions and sufferings, God, you will deliver us and you will turn sufferings into blessings. Lastly, I pray that would you give us patience while we're waiting for what we really want to happen, but God, you know our needs. The time is not here yet, but when we really need that, we trust that God, you will provide us in the best way. Would you lift up our spirit, see your love, continue to praise and worship you every day, and to follow your will for our lives, to trust you, to share your love with others. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.